Broadcasting live from the beautiful Gwinnett Infinite Energy Center in Atlanta, Georgia, for the Power of Partnering Marketplace Conference, it's time for GWBC Radio. Now, here are your hosts.
Hey, man, this is going to be a lot of fun. The halls are starting to fill. There's a lot of excitement and buzz here. We're going to get a chance to visit with a lot of folks all day long, and this is our debut, our opening episode. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast with Peerless Performance, their president and CEO, Miss Tina Weedy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Tina, before we get too far into things, tell us about Peerless Performance.
I would love to share with you about Peerless Performance. We are a full-service performance improvement culture engineering agency. We have an enterprise-wide solution that allows us to actually bring rewards, recognition, and incentives to our clients. We also have a Peerless Study, which is our online engagement diagnostic tool. So we really have the opportunity to work with our clients to help improve their engagement initiatives and improve their culture.
Now, who'd you bring with you?
I brought Leanne with us today. Leanne is our culture strategist.
Culture strategist, Leanne, that sounds very important.
Oh, it is, for sure.
Because they say culture eats strategy for lunch, right?
Correct.
So tell us about how you help companies improve the culture.
Absolutely. So we have our Peerless Study, as Tina was saying, and we go in and it's more of a study, not a survey, and go in and actually have everyone from the company, you know, participate in the survey and get feedback, and we bring that feedback and strategies back to the company to help them, you know, work and improve on the culture themselves, as opposed to, you know, kind of coming in and saying, hey, this is what you need to do. we gather that information and work through it together as a team and with the company, and have them be a part of creating their own solution.
Now, don't companies have a culture whether they're trying to have one or not?
That's true. You're kind of born with your culture from the day you start the company until you close the doors. But sometimes culture's not a good thing. So what we're trying to help our clients shift is creating a good culture. And a culture is really based on understanding your overarching purpose. At Peerless Performance, our purpose is every day we enhance the quality of people's lives. And we help our clients design an overarching purpose that people can really live by, and then also help design their core values. A lot of times we find companies will pull down core values off the internet and slap them on the wall and say, this is how we're going to behave. But if your core values are really not the values with which is instilled within your company, or the core values, are not the values that people are going to live in your company or take out in their community, they don't work.
So if it's incongruent, it's not going to work?
Correct.
And do you see that a lot?
We do see it a lot.
So now, sometimes when they bring you in, they must have some problem, right, that cause them to contact you?
Yes. And what we've just created with the Peerless Study, we just launched it in Las Vegas this last couple of months ago at SHRM. And the way the tool works is we go in initially with an assessment. We have an online assessment that we've written. We work with the leadership team. Then we do a cross-diagonal with the management team and then a cross-diagonal with the associate base prior to taking the Peerless Study. After we take the Peerless Study, we marry both of these two analyses together, and that's where we're able to come in and provide an overarching strategy for our clients to help shrink what we call that disappointment gap. The disappointment gap is the difference between the current state of well-being and the optimal state of well-being within your organization.
And then how quickly can companies expect some sort of noticeable change?
Well, shifting a negative culture is like moving a huge ship in the water.
It
takes a long time, and it takes a great deal of focus. But it's important, because what we're finding today with the level of disengagement within the workplace, understanding what's going to happen within the next 6 years as the baby boomers leave, and not having enough people to actually even take the seats of leadership who will be exiting. So it's important that companies today and the leadership in companies today really embrace a positive culture and a culture that really works for their community.
Now, do you have a sweet spot in terms of types of companies you work with?
Not really. As long as they employ people, we can help them.
Does it matter how many people?
No. This last year, we also formed a strategic alliance with the third largest recognition company in the U.S. They're an 85-year-old company out of Charlotte by the name of C.A. Short. They provide service anniversaries, wellness, safety, and recognition, where we come in with the engagement initiatives and then also for the incentives, both incentives for customers, internal personnel, sales, and also channel partners. So we have the full breadth of offering as an engagement agency, and we are very scalable in size, working with companies that may have 100 employees up to companies who have over 100,000 employees.
Now, is there kind of a point of entry that you normally come in through?
Yes, it depends. So if it's on the engagement side, that tends to be higher in the organization and also tends to be with the higher level of HR professional. If it's on the sales incentives, that tends to be sales and marketing. Mm-hmm. And if we're looking at safety, we are OSHA compliant within our safety incentives. So if we're looking at incentives for safety, that would be more of a safety manager within a warehouse or a driving facility.
Now, what's your relationship with GWBC? What brings you to GWBC Pop?
So, we joined WeBank last year and started participating with GWBC about a year ago. So we've been a member for about a year ago. We are woman-owned, of course, and it's an opportunity to meet other companies. It's an opportunity to meet other women, and I'm a big supporter in giving back to our community. So we have two nonprofits that we support. One is called Confetti Celebrations. This we just brought under our umbrella about a year ago. We provide weekend retreats for women with cancer. And then we have another that's called Megan Smile, and we support struggling adolescents and their families. So when we started this company, made the commitment that we would take a certain amount of our proceeds and put toward the two nonprofits as well. So that's why our purpose is so important to us, because regardless to whether it's a for-profit or nonprofit, every day we come to work, we get to enhance the quality of people's lives.
Now, any advice for the companies out there that might be struggling with culture or struggling at all, and where culture might be at the heart of it?
Sure. I mean, don't give up hope, but you really have to understand the heart of your business. When we built the Peerless study, it's not tied to a behavioral type of study. It's not, as Leanne had said, it's not a survey. What we measure is the emotional and cognitive well-being of an associate. So how fulfilled they're feeling in their work, how the overall well-being that they're feeling within their work. So a lot of times in the past, leaders have run away from the conversation around emotions. Well, it's kind of in fairyland a little bit, but when we look at the brain science of how our brains work, emotion is the first thing that's evoked in any situation. So you can't get to what you want people to do and how you want people to do if you don't get to why they're doing it, and that's tied back to what they think and their emotions tied to certain attributes.
Now, and in doing this kind of work, is it true that you also have to effectively engage senior leadership, or maybe they'll sort of untrain them quicker than you can train them, right?
Well, if the senior leadership and the middle managers are not engaged in the program, it's not going to work.
They can sabotage it even unconsciously, right?
Exactly. And a lot of times what we find is it's not the willingness to have a good culture. It's really understanding what's needed. And a lot of times, you know, the day of putting a pool table and beer in the refrigerator and wearing jeans.
Pretty short-lived results.
It's very, very short-lived.
Right.
Now, is there any type of research or any kind of ROI conversation you can have with people in terms of this, or are these more soft skills and soft
Well, that's interesting that you ask. So we're in the process of brokering a book with ROI Institute out of Canada.
Jack and Patty?
Yeah.
Yeah. We know them.
And I've known Jack Phillips for years. And so I sit on the SITE Foundation, Society for Incentive Travel Excellence Foundation, and we're going to co-publish a book for ROI measurement within rewards, recognition, and incentives. So this book will be published this next year.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
you. Yeah, that's going to feel good.
Yeah, so I'm very big into, I'm one of the research nerds, right? So I'm very big into the research piece, ROI analysis. In fact, at Peerless, for our clients on the engagement side, all the way through the breadth of our offerings, but particularly on the incentive side, you know, really understanding the ROI. Incentive programs should pay for themselves, right? So understanding that incremental lift and being able to understand the variables that are tied back to those incentives so you can truly measure the effectiveness is really how we build our programs.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more and have more substantive conversation with you, is there a website?
Yes. So our website is www.peerlessperformance.net. And then we also have the Peerless Study, which is www.thepeerlessstudy.net. Or you could call us.
And then connect with you on LinkedIn. Is that another way to get
yes.
a hold of you? Both you and Leanne?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being part of the show.
We enjoyed it. Thank you so much.